how does it feel?
It's okay.
Yeah?
It's all right. Hurts a little.
Where'd she get you?
Right here. There's no blood. There's not a mark anything. Still feel it.
Sure. See, this is the point that I was making earlier.
What?
The 90s. Can't even afford to blink. I miss too much.
It's no big deal.
How would a woman hit you? Tag you upside the head? And for what? What'd you say to her?
Nothing.
You said nothing.
Asked her the time's all.
The time? What time is it, or you got the time? There's a crucial difference.
Asked her what time it was, you know, Mountain Central. I'm not kidding.
Wait, you're telling me about some sort of unprovoked assault here? That is uncalled for. Did she give you the time at least?
No.
What the fuck are you laughing at?
Just let it go, Chad. It's not worth it.
Okay, well, you know, we're doomed then. Seriously. As a race, men like us, guys who care a smidgen about the workplace, their women, we are doomed if this is how they're going to treat us.
Who do you mean?
Everybody. I mean, look at us. We're sitting in some courtesy lounge, middle of the week, time just passing us by. Completely at the whim of those bastards upstairs. And now this.
Ow.
Yeah. Life is for the taking. Is it not? I mean, we're like 10 years out of university. You know, that's all, just 10. And I got a whole crop of these young dudes after my desk, taking jobs as production assistants. I mean, the title didn't even exist 2 years ago. Just to hang out in the coffee room. A bunch of vultures waiting for me to tire out. You know, I get low numbers 2 months in a row, huh? They're gonna feed on my insides. No fool, okay?
Of course not.
You guys okay, though, huh?
Looks like it.
Oh, sure is.
It's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah? No doubt it.
Big guy. Played ball, I hear.
Mm-hmm. And probably bought everybody lunch on Wednesday.
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all well and wonderful and funny stories about his girlfriend in the sack. I bet he spins a good one. But you watch, a year from now, he'll be asking you to toss around ideas with some of the junior staff, and would you mind leaving me the Kroller? It's the only donut I like. I'm telling you now, Howard, be careful.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
What are you working on there? Checking how project director looks on your letterhead?
Nah, I just get a little...
Forget it, I'm kidding you. Just watch this guy's ass, that's all I'm saying.
Sure.
You know, because he's new and he's funny and he's a hell of a shortstop, 4th of July picnic. Until the company has a slight recession and he's bandying your name around as somebody for the Phoenix office. He's off collecting another Woodbrain plaque, Employee of the Month.
Right. Now, I'll be careful.
That's all I'm telling you. Watch your back.
I was seeing this girl almost a year. Well, what am I talking about? You met her at the seafood joint maybe 6 months ago.
That little brunette? Melody something?
Melanie, yeah, right.
Yeah, she was cute. She was very cute, as I remember.
Yeah, took her home, met the folks. Even gave her a ring one weekend up the Cape.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, I really liked her.
Sounds like one.
But then she starts to, you gotta see other people set up, and that all routine. Suddenly I'm parked out in front of her house 4 o'clock in the morning, going to work, circles under my eyes. Call her 3 times before she calls me back once. You know, the whole phone fade out thing. Finally, I say, this is not needed in my life. I don't need this. Somebody rejects me, you know, a woman. Oh, it just drives me. Ah, I hate it.
Yeah.
It just seems like everything, work, these women. I feel like they're getting out of balance, don't they?
Yeah, they really do, Howard. They really do. We gotta do something about it.
You know, I'm still chipper. Big grin on my face, anyway.
What is that?
Because I realized something. I figured this out about a month ago. I came home and Suzanne had just packed up the joint. Yeah, she's just gone.
Really? You never...
Left me a futon and my poster of American Gigolo. Bitch even took the frame off it. And I'm standing there, no note, not a thanks for 4 years of a roof of my bleach blonde head, nothing. You know, and it comes to me, the truth. I do not give a shit. Not about anybody. A family member, the job, none of it. I couldn't care less.
Jeez.
wrong. We're pals, always have been.
Same college.
Exactly, and that means something, but these other folks, you know, jump on while the going's good. No, that will not do. People, goddamn Suzanne probably in Arizona right now riding dune buggies. Not a care on this earth. God, that just makes me want to fuck somebody up but good.
Sure, jeez.
You know, if we were living in India, you could have burned that fiancé of yours on a pyre in the village square, even hinting at what she did to you. To this day.
I hear you.
We'll circle the date on this one, big guy. We keep on playing along with this pick up the check, can a girl change her mind crap. You know, and we can't even tell a joke in the workplace. There's going to be hell to pay down the line. No doubt about it. We need to put our foot down pronto. Never lose control. That's the key, Howard. That is the total key to the universe. Trust me.
Come on.
I don't know.
Do we look like frat boys to you? We need scotch. Listen. We're in town for 6 weeks, right? And I'm just talking now, so jump in. And this is perfect. What with the breakup thing that you got going too? But say we were to find some gal. And I know we got a shitload of stuff to do. I know that. But I'm just saying, for the sake of argument, let's say we stumble on something. And this person's just vulnerable as hell. You know, young thing, wallflower type or whatever. Or like disfigured in some way, I don't know. But just some woman who is pretty sure that life, and I mean a full, healthy sexual life, romance, stuff like that, is just lost to her forever. Okay? God bless you. Anyhow, we take a girl of that type. Just some corn-fed bitch. You practically mess her pants if you sharpen a pencil for her. And we both hit her. You know, small talk, a dinner date, flowers. No pushing it. Not all on her blast the first night out, but it's like taking her out to, see an ice show. Something like that. And we just do it, you know? You and me, up in the ante all the time. And suddenly she's got two men. She's calling her mom. She's wearing makeup again. And on we play, and on. And then one day, out goes a rug, and us pulling it hard. And Jill, she just comes tumbling after.
Whoa.
Hour later, we're on a flight back to civilization like nothing ever happened. Trust me, she'll be reaching for the sleeping pills within a week. And we will laugh about this till we are very old men. What do you think?
Well, it's...
Is that not ideal? Restore a little dignity to our lives? The beauty is, for the next month and a half, we can basically just rewrite the books, play ourselves off as whoever the hell we want to be. I mean, it's up to us.
Right. No, I mean, it sounds,
I don't want to shock you, Howard. It's just a thought. I mean, it's really just the same crap we used to play in school, only it's better because we get a little payback on all this messy relationship shit we're dealing with. I mean, think about it.
No, right. I mean, it's funny. It is. It's just way out there.
Sure. And that's why it's so perfect. I mean, this is all virgin territory. And no matter what happens after it, you know, jumped over for promotions, wife runs off with some biochemist. I mean, who knows what? But we would always have this thing to fall back on. Could always say, yeah, fine. But they never got me like we got her. I think it'd be refreshing. I really do. And very therapeutic coming off the wound we just had.
Well, just for instance, would it be?
No idea. She's out there. I know it, just waiting for us to find her.
So what'd you say, man?
Because I don't trust anything that bleeds for a week and doesn't die. So you in?
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, I'm in. All right, then let's do it. Let's hurt somebody. Hi, how are you? Listen, excuse me. Jesus, what do I look like, the sandwich guy? Excuse me. Must be the headphones. I don't know how you work with music. That would drive me batty. Anyway, look, I have got this. Somebody pointed you out, said you were good, and I need it by 2. I have got to have it by 2, and that's all there is. If I'm not carrying this in my hand 2 o'clock, you can forget about it. I'll be sitting down here next to you tomorrow asking to borrow your whiteout, and I don't type, so think you can do it? Listen, just throw a cover sheet on it. Grab one of those company folders and shove it in the... Excuse me. What the hell? Did I roll in something?
No, no, no. That's not it at all. No, it's not. No, that's not the point I'm making. No, it isn't. Don't tell me it is. I'm here, I'm talking with you right now, and I am telling you no, so it's not. Now, look, we're not getting anywhere here, because it's not, and I'm not going to keep saying that, because I'm not. You see, this is a company line, I'm at work, and we're going in circles here. I suggest you talk directly with her.
Mom, I said no. I don't care if she's been calling. Doesn't mean I want to call her back. No, it doesn't. Well, tell her to stop bothering you. Give me a 25-cent call. She wants to chat so bad. No, I can't call her. Then I'd have to talk to her. What do you think I don't want her new number for? So I don't have to be the one who... No. No, Mom. She said that. Really? No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I mean, I didn't mean it. All right, I'm sorry. I know it's... Look, I gotta go. We won't be needing your help. Thank you. Sales reps. Aggressive little pricks.
John, right?
Yeah, how's it going?
Fine.
Good. How are the digs upstairs?
What? Oh, shitty. I don't even have a desk. Got these fucking painters wandering around.
Yeah, well, at least you got a window. They had a problem with the AC a couple of weeks ago.
Well, let's just say it's a touch rustic. Anyway, listen. What is the story on that girl you sent me to? She's acting like I got shit smeared on my tie.
Sorry, I should have said something. She's always like that.
Yeah, well, it's annoying as hell. Can't hold a conversation for 2 minutes. What kind of feminist twaddle is that? She thinks she is some goddess?
No. Deaf.
You're shitting me. What about the headphones thing?
I don't know. Self-conscious, I guess. She pretty much keeps to herself times I see her.
No shit. Thanks.
Do I lie?
Jesus. What do you gotta use to get her attention? Like a dog whistle?
Nah, reads lips. Nice girl. She's been here like 3 weeks, placed by one of those agencies.
Uh-huh.
Types like 95 a minute.
Super. She speak at all?
I've never heard her. Yeah, I think she's got one of those voices, you know, like a...
Yeah, like a dolphin. Like having a Sunday chat with Flipper, that's what you're trying to tell me.
Something like that.
Oh, man, what a piece of work.
It's kind of pretty, though. Anyway.
Anyway, thanks.
See you later!
This is great. Listen, about this morning, I was very rude. I didn't even introduce myself. I'm Chad Pearswell. It's nice to meet you. You're new here, aren't you? Well, don't be embarrassed. We're all new sometime, right? It's a lovely blouse. It's John Merrick. It's the only thing I can think of the whole time. I'm sitting across from the fucking elephant man.
But she's attractive, though, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, I would say, yeah.
Tall?
No, kind of average. But you should see her going at it, working to put the simplest sounds together.
Oh.
I mean, an A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y, is like the holy grail to this poor wretch. After about 15 minutes, I can't watch any more saliva form the corner of her mouth, or I'm going to lose my taco salad. I mean it.
Was she nice? I mean...
Nice? Yeah, sweet, giving, all those things.
That's good.
In fact, one of the kindest people I've ever had spray spit in my face. Are you me grouting in there?
I'm coming.
Jesus.
So, tell me, what else?
What else is I get her entire family history jotted down on a series of bar napkins? Because finally, I just asked her to stop talking. It would be easier to write. So now I'm reading these things all night, playing 20 questions. Family lived in Germany, the Air Force. She lost her hearing at 8 or something like that. She's got some sister doing field work, a PhD. I saw her picture. It's a big, horsey-looking bitch. Have to see it if you get the chance. Oh. Anyway, on and on, it was endless.
Dinner?
Yeah, we ate. And guess who doesn't reach for her purse when the check comes?
Movie?
No, work night. Besides, I'm starting out easy.
Kiss at the door?
Naturally.
Nice.
Just a peck. I mean, I'm telling you, she's not bad looking overall, but you should see that mouth working just one time. See those little bubbles forming and popping. That's all it takes. I mean, a kiss on the cheek was plenty. She is perfect for this.
Yeah?
Oh, better than I expected.
Wow. Okay. Hey, don't mean to check up on you or anything, but do you happen to finish those files?
They're already on your desk. You just need to sign them by 5 and they'll be out of here.
Great, thanks. I'm coming.
Jesus. Hey. You're not pussing out on this, are you, Howie?
No, I just don't know if she's really...
Good, because I'm not doing this to find a mate, right? I thought we were in this together.
No, we are.
Okay, then. I mean, it's not fun unless we're both in on it.
Okay, I'll go down there next week or something. I don't know.
I'll give it a week. Look, Howie, this is not some broken wing blue jay we're talking about here. Catch her in a few of those big fat lies you like so much. See how you feel about her then, okay?
Okay. You guys doing anything this weekend?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thought I'd take her to a production of The Miracle Worker.
What is that, a movie?
Forget it. Are you coming out of there, or do you want me to have your calls forwarded?
I'm coming. Oh, shit.
I got it. Hurry up. Here you go.
What time is it back there? You think there's someone still at the office?
Definitely. Hey, Howard. What's the difference between a golf ball and a G-spot?
I don't know.
I'll spend 20 minutes looking for a golf ball.
That's good. Yeah.
Don't you love that? A guy downstairs told me that.
No, that's funny, yeah. I got
get these out before it's too late. At least they could do is give us a little office equipment.
Oh, shit, we're like Lewis and Clark up here. I'll buzz him and let him know it's coming.
Thanks.
Hello, yes, I'm calling for Christine. My name is Chad. Oh, you have? Well, thank you. No, I wouldn't think of it. No, ma'am, just tell her everybody is really sorry that she's down. Yeah, I guess the flu's been going through this place for weeks now. Oh. Oh. Well, I hope she's up and around soon. Did she get the flowers? Oh, terrific. No, I just took up a little collection. It's no big deal. Yes, ma'am. No, I'd rather not wake her. Just tell her that I called. Okay, thanks again. I will. You too. Okay, bye.
All I mean is, I just think everything's a business, you know? Whatever you go into. You're typing there, or my opportunity directing this project, doesn't matter. Every walk of life's an industry, from childcare right on up. And we need to take advantage of the situation, right? That's what I think, anyway. You know, turn the situation to our own advantage. So, on a personal level, that's what I'm doing here. You know, I was walking by, saw you, thought about it, figured, what the hell, you know? You probably have a boyfriend, but, you know, I gotta take your chance, right? And, who knows, might turn out to be, mutually advantageous. So, that's really just a long-winded way of saying I'd, like to go out sometime, maybe, get a drink. My name's Howard, by the way.
I'm free this weekend.
Hi. Howard, I need to see you for a second.
I'll be back in a minute.
She's on her. That's not Christine. You said the fourth.
Oh, no, she's not there. Come on. Let's go.
But I asked her out.
Fuck her. Let's get a sandwich. Come on.
And I got out of there fast as my feet would go. As soon as I turned 18, I mean, I just bolted as far as I could get. My brothers... I got these two older brothers. They both got their union card the day after graduation. Not me. My dad, he just couldn't see it. Thought it was the greatest thing, you know, Chrysler plant, Teamsters, all the rest. You know, couldn't get enough. The whole Norman Rockwell thing, you know, church, family, both parents, little place in the suburbs, and you're in heaven, right? I'll tell you, I was ready to apply to college in, like, ninth grade. They still think I'm crazy living in the city. Seriously, I just didn't want any part of that. So, comes this, baseball scholarship. Yeah, hey, blew out my arm sophomore year. That's when I nabbed the, business degree. Got into the biz, and, I like it. No big deal. That's me, in a nutshell. So, tell me about yourself. Are you seeing anyone? Nobody, huh? No, you don't, just say it. You speak fine. Really. It's okay.
Well, I've lived in this town for a few years now. My family, we moved around a lot when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
My father was in the military. He died of cancer. So we moved here, my mother and I, her hometown. My sister, she lives in Seattle. She goes to school in Seattle. I don't know what else you want to know about.
A sister, huh? That's great. You have any pictures?
I hate this guy. Oh, I hate that guy, too. He's a little bastard. You ever met him, Jerry something?
No.
Lucky you. Oh, I hate that dude right there. Is it Craig or Greg? One of those from Pittsburgh. Oh, he sucks dick.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. I haven't seen you since what?
New Jersey, that one seminar. Yeah, they told me they set you up here, so I, Boy, this is nice.
Can't believe this shit. When did they ship you out here?
About 10 days ago, training on the new DATCOM system.
Oh, great.
Hey, I know her. Ooh, look at that face.
Cunt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, looks it. Anyway.
Yeah, so you guys are up here to finish up the Computex thing they got going, right?
Yep, in and out, 6 weeks.
Must be nice. Hey, that guy you're with, what's his story? I can't get a read on him yet.
He's cool. It's just his first time in charge, so, you know.
Seems okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
So you guys take in any of our nightlife yet?
Yeah, we ate at Arby's yesterday. Oh, man.
What?
I despise that dude. Sales rep from Indiana. Major fucker. You gotta remember him.
Oh, yeah. Lawrence. Yeah, I don't remember his last name, but he was up there, too.
Exactly. Lawrence. Now, he is a new breed of fuck. It's like a special strain of fucker. Oh, I hate that little prissy cocksucker.
No kidding. Will you guys cover your ass? He comes up here. Literally. I gotta head out. I'll catch you guys later.
Hey, good to see you.
You too.
You like that guy?
Him?
Yeah.
You kidding me? I hate that prick.
Time's over. I mean, you're all fired. Kidding. It's good to have you guys up from downstairs. Appreciate the help. Sorry about the conditions they got us in here. Repairing the water damage and all. Chad calls it... You all met Chad, right? He calls it our Jonestown office. That was funny when he said it.
That's because I said Jamestown.
Right. Jamestown. So anyway, this is the biggest floor they could give us, what with computers and everything we'll need. So we'll make do. All right, let's see what's the best way to do this. Let's break into two teams. We'll go one, two, one.
I thought you wanted to do the projection thing.
Right. Who's got those graphs? Let's take a look at them.
It's not serious.
Yeah?
Nah, just seeing her, you know.
Right.
Took her to lunch a couple times.
Yeah. I see your pal there down at her desk like every other day. I heard he went to the movies with her. Come on, something's going on.
What? It's mostly work, you know. She does some typing for us. Anyway, we both took her out. It's no big deal.
Sure.
It's not.
All right. It's none of my business.
Right. Listen, I know it probably... But I'm telling you the truth. It's nothing.
Uh-huh.
Just a coincidence.
Okay.
She's a nice girl.
Hey, my hat's off to you. Bigger man than I am.
You don't think she's cute?
Yeah.
Serious? Got a nice figure?
Absolutely.
putt. You wouldn't be caught dead with her, right?
In a company like this, with these guys around, no fucking way.
Yes, hi. Is Christine home yet? No. Fine, I see. No message.
Oh, is this one of those phones? I mean, is there a readout for her, or how does that... I'm sorry, obviously it doesn't matter. I'm talking with you. I could just tell you, couldn't I? I'm just curious. Oh, it is one. Okay, thanks. Well, just tell her,
Sorry, some sort of office thing. Someone retiring.
I don't even know who. Can you hold on a sec? I'll be right back. Hello? What? No, I checked those myself before I had them sent out.
There's a nice suggestion coming out here. I didn't even know this was up here. Thanks for showing me this, Christine.
You're welcome.
And you got me out of going to some guy's farewell party, so I really appreciate it.
Well, just check around and call me back. I'm sure they're there. Just take a round. Okay. Hello? I'm sorry. Yeah, anyway, I just tried to catch her before she left. I couldn't find her. No, it's no big deal. No. It's, uh-huh. Well, it's nice to talk with you. Oh, no, my name's Howard. That's all right. I just want to touch base on a couple office things. No big deal. No, no message. That's fine. Good night.
So do you... I don't mean to embarrass you or anything, but... Forget it.
No, it's okay. Really.
Well, I was thinking about the drive-ins that you took me to last week. You know the movie?
Yes.
Okay, so... So when I pulled in, I just put the speaker on my side, and I just assumed that you wouldn't need it because of... Am I making any sense?
Yes.
No, I'm not. I sound like an idiot.
No.
So should I have put the thing on?
No, it was mine.
Are you sure? So then, I mean, do you feel the sound, or how do you... Forget it, I'm sorry.
No, people are curious. It's okay. I've seen most of the movies on TV. I read the lips. It helps that their mouths are 50 feet tall.
Yeah, that's terrific. I'm sorry for asking. I just...
It's okay.
Try and get corned beef from this place. I dare you.
Right. Can't stay long. Everyone else ordered in. Stuff's piling up there.
You guys busy up there?
Oh, God, yeah.
I was working on the presentation, so I didn't...
Oh, and you're not going to believe this. You know that new dude?
Which?
That guy, Mr. MBA, back home. He screwed up already. Big time.
Watch him, I told you.
Right? And all that material you faxed to him last week? Suddenly, he can't find it.
What? You're kidding me.
No. Found like 2 pages or something.
Oh, shit. I put the receipt notice on the clipboard. I mean, you can check if you don't believe me.
Of course not. No, you didn't. Can you hand me a napkin? It just makes us look bad.
Why? He's the one who screwed up.
Yeah,
he should have checked it before he got it.
He didn't notice it first. Dick. Now he's tearing up the office, pulling things apart.
Well, it serves him right.
Yeah, but I'm the one with my thing hanging out my pants come Monday morning. Hard copy still on my desk. Everyone asking why. I should have next day to disc.
Well, I did suggest that.
I know. My fault. We'll get it out today. No big deal. Just not what I planned.
So,
how's Christine?
She's good.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You?
Fine. Sent her flowers.
Yeah? That's funny, me too. Yeah, I mean, I'm not running around picking out China patterns or looking
right.
for our dream cottage, but
no.
It's good. It's a lot of fun, actually.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're liking her better, then?
I don't know better. Well, she's... Well, I'm not sure. It's just that every so often times I'll look over at her and think, you know, I can almost see myself with this person. Right? I mean, not when she's talking around, then you just want to slip down a side street and hope no one heard her swallowing her tongue as she tries to get a sentence out. You know? But a couple times, I don't know what it'll be. Maybe just like this look she gives me or this feeling shoots up the nerve endings as she touches my arm, just squeezes it. I mean, we're sharing a Slurpee, for God's sake. But, I don't know. I'll look at her moments like that, and I can see, you know, like, kids and, you know, Volvo in the garage and all that crap in between. I don't know, she's definitely got something.
Serious? I mean, that's...
No, I mean, I don't mean exactly that, but hell, I don't know. I mean, you've been out with her, you get that at all?
Hmm.
Just every so often. You?
Sure, kind of.
Really?
Oh, I mean, yeah, she's kind of nice, you know?
Hmm, I know. It's an odd twist, all considered.
It's true.
Yeah, just see how it goes, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a serpentine road we travel this life. Let's see where it takes us.
Okay.
Sandwich any good?
It's okay. They kind of screw you on the meat.
Yeah, they sure do.
You know, I thought you said this friend of yours was a good guy.
He is.
Well, then how come he's sending me to Bozeman?
Montana?
4th of July weekend, and I'm going to Big Sky Country. Some convention he wants me to coordinate the booth for.
Ouch.
Well, this really stinks, man, because I had plans.
So tell him.
No, I already emailed him. He sent me back that. Some I know the system best crap. Shit.
Well, what can I tell you? Power corrupts.
You know, the real injustice here is if I could throw a curveball. You know, a really good one. Just that, nothing else. No education, nothing. None of this would matter. Play in the big leagues for maybe 10 years, retire to Oahu.
Yeah, life sucks, huh?
Listen. Have fun.
Hey. Sorry. I got held up just as I was leaving. We missed the deadline, and I had to ream out a couple guys who were responsible, and...
Sorry. Ream?
Ream. Chew out. Yell. Yell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, it all worked out. Anyway.
No, I meant for the men. I'm sorry they made a mistake. I know your project is very important. They must have felt terrible.
Yeah. It was no big deal. You know, I just explained the error to them, and, but it held me up a bit.
Oh, that's okay.
Thanks.
This is really nice. I mean, for a place like this, a city this size, I mean.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's so quiet.
Right. So that must... Look, I'm sorry.
About what?
What I did just then. When coming in with the I'm so busy crap.
No, you're not busy?
Well, no. I mean, yes, I am, but I wasn't. I made that up. About disciplining those two guys, I just made that up instead of telling the truth. I ran back to the hotel to change my shirt. I wanted to look good, so I was late.
It's okay.
No, it's not all right. I guess I get so used to saying what I think people want to hear, I forget they might just want the truth sometimes. So I'm sorry.
It's all right, really.
Forgive me?
Of course. Just remember, I can't hear you when you're lying.
Sure.
That's a joke.
Oh, right. That's good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. You look good. Oh, you're blushing. I'm glad you made it, late or not. Oh, no. They are so beautiful, aren't they?
Because we'd like a table facing the water. That's what we really want. I see it in the brochure you sent. That's what we'd really like. Thanks. I had an idea. If we download the vertical commands off the soft patch, I think we're going to bypass all... You know what? Have them hold on 10 minutes. I'll be down and explain. I'm sorry. We're thinking of getting in early... Dinner, 3:30, 4, something like that, whatever you want. I need those Tuesday. No, not the reservations are for the 4th. But can you hold on? Instructions on our front. Look, I gotta take this. Excuse me. Now, I know it's just a lake, but the view this time of year, it's pretty stunning, isn't it? No, that's fine. You got my card number, right? You can just send me a confirmation.
Look, I gotta go. Okay, thanks. Hey, I just got off, it looks like we can go up a week from Saturday. I mean, if you still want to. I checked around, it's supposed to be one of the nicest restaurants in the area.
Well, yes, probably. I just have to check. I think so. I should get back.
Hey, do you want to grab some lunch? I mean, only if you want to. There's a couple things I'd like to talk to you about.
Well, can we do it later in the week? Today's bad. Lots of reports new. End of the month, you know.
Sure, no, just taking a shot. You know. Oh, that's a beautiful dress. You... look good.
Thank you.
It's a nice style for you. I mean, you probably sounds goofy coming from a guy like me, but I can tell these things. I really can.
Great barbecue, supposedly. Some of the best in town.
Yes, it does.
Hey, look, reason why I want to have lunch, I want to speak to you. It's about us. I just want to talk, you know? I need to say this, get everything off, out in the open. This isn't easy. I hate this part of dating. It's always hard when you start to feel something for a person. Begin to, you know, feel like taking that next step. You see what I'm trying to say, right? Cards are on the table.
Yeah.
You are so beautiful. I have to face this. My job ends here in a few weeks, and I just want you to know that whatever you do is all right with me. I mean, I don't care about dates you go on, other guys, you know, and if we're apart for a while or, well, I just want you to know that whatever happens, I trust you, okay? Oh, boy, this is really... I like you. There, I said it. It's out. I'm going to eat better now. Don't blush. It's true. I look at you and I see good. I see nice, kind. Yeah, I don't know. I am very happy with you. And, I want our relationship, and you feel this could be a relationship, right? I want to nurture it and just see us blossom. That's what I wanted to say anyhow, so let's just enjoy this, and I'm really in the mood for some ribs, okay?
Hey.
Howard. How are you? Chris, you know Howard at all?
I've seen her around. Hi.
Yeah, Howard's in charge of the project I work on. Christine's in with the secretaries on 3.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. This is hilarious. Suddenly I see you everywhere. I mean, you know how this is, Christine. Howard and I, we've got the same alma mater. Believe this, he graduates a semester ahead of me, and now he's my boss.
Now, it's just on this one project.
Come on now. Don't be modest. They picked you over me, anybody else. You're it. You got time to sit?
No, I can't. Gotta get upstairs. A lot of reports due. End of the month, you know.
Well, that's too bad. What? Shoot. I gotta take this. I'm sorry, excuse me. I'll be right back.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You must, really like this place.
No, he had already made plans.
It's no big deal. Look, I should,
Howard. Forgive me. I still...
It's okay.
Where'd Howard go?
He said he had to go. So you two... I mean, you work together.
Yeah. I do most of the marketing, and Howard's more in-house coordinating all the divisions. You knew that, though, right? There's 6 of us brought in from all over for this thing.
No, so many people come and go, I didn't know.
Well, that's no big deal. You do now. Yeah, he's a nice guy, though. He's a hell of a guy. A truly decent person, I think. Yeah, seriously, you should talk to him sometime. Yeah, always liked Howard. Anyway, you want to get an appetizer? That'd be all right? I'm so hungry, I could eat forever. That break room down there is an absolute cesspool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out of there. Howard, you were already in the restroom. I see three of those interns slinking around like it was some sort of summer camp or food fight or whatever. It just pisses me off. Then they drag their shit upstairs, too.
Yeah, I'll say something to them. God, it's a great view up here. How'd you find this place?
What's her name? Christine. Those fuckers. A bunch of juvenile fuckers, they leave a place looking like that. Working in a company of men, and they still want their mommies wiping their bottoms every time they go potty.
I mean, we've got two trash cans down
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Boy, that just makes me want to... I don't know.
When did you two come
up
here?
We ought to set an example, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I got too much to do as it is.
I know that, Howard. I'm just saying in theory something should be done because back home the place would not look like that. And they should be taught that. I'm just venting a touch, it's no big deal.
Sure. So, how things going?
Okay, I'm busy.
Yeah?
Yeah, customers, you know, but I'm hitting my deadline, so.
Hey, appreciate that. Love to have this whole thing in place by the holiday. You know, I know this is last minute, but I was thinking maybe you'd fly back over the break. You know, deliver the stuff, make the presentation. You know, I mean, it's all right. They want to know what we've been doing, and so, yeah.
I thought you were set to go back on that.
Well, I was, but, you know, I got just so much stuff piling down there.
Like what? It's the weekend.
Well, you know, the things...
Well, why don't you send this John guy? He's up to speed on it.
You know, I was gonna, but he doesn't know the city or the players back there. I just think you'd go a long way towards, you know, selling the changes we implemented in the package. I mean, if you're okay with that. If you're not...
Sure, I'm salary. There's no such things as holidays. Just leave it on your desk. I'll pick it up on Friday.
Terrific. I mean, I'll keep an eye on things on this end. You know, we'll get together on Monday, review it all. Appreciate it, Chad.
Okay. I was thinking about taking Christine to a ball game or something, fireworks. In a town like this must eat that shit up.
But... Yeah. Sorry about that. You know, work comes first.
Well, you think of something, okay? Keep the heat on.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do. I'll probably be swamped.
Yeah, with things. Well, whatever. We still got a little while yet, right? Before the big finale? Listen, about lunch last week, I had no idea you two made plans and all. I mean, you did, right? Look on your face.
No problem.
No, seriously, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
She hadn't told you about it, though, had she? I didn't think so.
Well, we should be careful, though, you know, now that she's seen us. And, maybe one of us should pull back.
Yeah, maybe so. Who should it be?
Oh, you know, whoever. I just, you know what I mean? I don't want to be too obvious.
Absolutely, or get caught. Things okay, though? I mean, you're not second-guessing me.
No, I'm still,
what?
You?
Yeah. Hey, you ever hear from that one girl of yours again?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Yep. Calling my mom.
Ouch.
And I'm getting these messages all the time on my machine. Nobody says anything. She didn't have the decency to call me direct. Yeah, pisses me off.
Give him a chance, you know, buy a ring.
That bitch.
And back they come. Too late, huh?
Calling my mother? I mean, I see where you got a message last week.
What?
From Suzanne.
Oh, yeah. You believe that?
I mean, I wasn't stupid. I just saw it on your terminal.
No,
your
right.
Secretary must
no,
have...
She tracked me down here somehow, but she never called back again. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I know.
Just when you start to feel sorry for somebody like Christine there, they come back and kick you straight in the teeth. Women. Nice ones, the most frigid of the race. It doesn't matter in the end. Inside, they're all the same. Meat and gristle and hatred. Just simmering. And I, for one, have had it with their shit. You know what I mean? Makes me just want to... something.
Sure.
I like staying away from work.
I've never done that before. I like your room.
You do, huh? God, I am just so taken with you. I am taken with you. I'm done. I probably sound pretty stupid.
You sound wonderful to me.
You're so fragile. I can't ever imagine not having you here. You feel so perfect in my arms. I can't believe I'm not gonna be here for the 4th. I really wanted to.
I know. You have to work. It's not your fault.
Yeah. Still stinks. We should get back to work.
Chad.
What?
You love me.
Hmm?
I'm sorry.
No. What?
I think I love you. Am I different?
Yes. Yes, I do.
No, I don't want an estimate. You want to sell the thing. Just want to get it cleaned. Maybe have you look at that back post. Feels loose.
I mean, I know it is. I ended up practically ripping it off a girl's finger. She didn't want it first time. A few weeks later, couldn't get her to give it back. I just want to try it on. Ended up wrestling on her floor one night. Me pulling her hand, she's screaming. Neighbors at the door, what a mess. That's why it's bent a little. Plus, I've been carrying my wallet for about 4 months. So just, polish it up, make sure it's all okay. Gotta take a look at your china.
A disgrace. That's what it is.
I know.
I mean, you guys are privileged. You see that, right?
Sure.
No, not sure. And out the door, you give me the finger, you get halfway down the hall. I want you to know then because it's true. Not because some dude, I mean, this time me, but it could be anybody. Because some man says that it's right.
You know, I could have held back on this, just blown it off, because I got a flight to catch tomorrow. Let you figure out life all in your little lonesome. I think I would have been doing you a disservice. I really do. So, and I'm not bullshitting you here. Cherish this. Look, all I want to say is that you boys are sitting in the driver's seat. You can make whatever you want happen happen. It's that easy. I mean, you're in with this company. But you're screwing around, chasing each other in the break room, hanging out with a bunch of guys from shipping. I mean, where's your head, huh?
Offering you a chance here, Keith. Keith, right?
Yeah, Keith.
Keith or Keith?
Keith.
Which?
Keith.
Well, you ought to know. Yeah, Howard will be back in about an hour. I'll take him. Thanks. I'm just rolling out the opportunity for you to hang with the money people. Don't screw this up, Keith. I mean, I'll look at you guys sometimes, interns we're given on a project. I mean, I'll wonder to myself, he got the balls for this? Right? I can't help but think it.
I do.
Yeah?
Yes. Ask anybody.
Let me give you a professional tip. The word is ask. Okay? You want a job like mine? One day, sitting back and part of a show such as this one? The ring is just dangling right there. And you've come this far. You just gotta grab it. But you need the big brass ones for the task. Now you say that you've got them.
Yeah.
Enough to handle a pressure cooker like this?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Let's see him then.
Huh?
These clankers of yours. Let's see what you got.
I'm
not a homo, Keith. Gonna leap across the table at you. I just want to make sure that you got what it takes. They asked me to recommend somebody for the management trainee program before I go. So you decide.
Wait.
Show me your balls.
I don't.
You got a pair of the kind that men are carrying around. You practically wear them on your sleeve. That's what business is all about. Who's sporting the nastiest sack of venom and who is willing to use it? Don't be embarrassed. Feel okay? Good. And get me a cup of coffee before you take off, all right? Black's fine.
Hey. I was thinking later we'd go for a walk by the lake. Supposed to be great fireworks later. Listen, I mean, is everything okay?
Yes.
I mean, this place, the meal, it's okay?
Sure.
Good. Because I wanted to tell you, I wanted you to know. I mean, maybe this isn't the perfect time, but I care about you, Christine. I want you to know, I like you a lot. And I don't want to lose you. So I don't know. I mean, I know we'd give up certain freedoms, and distance would be a problem, but I could get a transfer. I just need you. I come to realize that, and I'm telling you, I need you. I taught myself that. I need you.
Helen, please listen to me. I'm letting this go too far.
Too far?
Yes. I should have told you before, but I love someone else.
I'm sorry?
I made a mistake. I mean, I like you. I knew.
Christine.
And you made all these plans. I didn't want you to feel that. But it was wrong for me to come here.
No. I mean, no. This is our trip. We worked this out. It's not just me. I mean, we've been dating. Going out. What are you talking
about? It's the man you saw me with at lunch. Chad. Your friend from school. Chad and I. That's who I love.
Oh.
I know it's a surprise for me too.
Chad.
Yes. He likes you a lot.
Yeah?
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Right.
No, I am.
Sure.
Howard.
Okay, you're sorry. Terrific.
I didn't mean. It's all my fault.
No.
I shouldn't have dated both of you. You both should have known about this. When you don't date for a while, you wonder if you're attractive or interesting to someone. You let things get out of hand first chance you get. That's what I did.
I see.
It's just when I saw you at lunch that day, and you were saying things like friends, and you went to school together. I couldn't believe it. I had no idea that the two of you. It was fate. I didn't want to hurt anybody, and I'm so sorry. It was a lot of fun. Really.
This is, look, let's get out of here. Huh? Just get your stuff together. I'll pay the check. I'm sorry. Yeah. We did.
What?
We did know, Christine.
Alan, I don't know what you're talking about.
This surprises you. Went out with me, dated me, had fun with me, but you went to bed with him. Don't say anything, I can tell. And I'm sitting here, some asshole who cares about you, and you're in love with him.
Please don't.
No, I mean, are you so desperate you can't see a yard in front of you? Huh? Chad? He doesn't like you. He loathes you. He detests you and your pathetic retard voice. That's what he calls it. Christine, you bought that shit? Huh? See each other at parties? He's my friend, okay? We hang out back home. You better wake up. You were used. It's a game. To Chad, it was a game, and he found you so perfect, he said, she's deaf. That was the thing. Not love you. Not flowers and the feelings I have for you inside. No, it's meant to be a sport. Fun to watch you fall apart.
No.
And I'm telling you.
No, Ben.
Christine, we did this thing, and I am so sorry. But I can't change it. I can't, because it's true.
No. No, Chad would never do that.
Why are you trusting him, huh? Look at me, what did I ever do to you? Kindness? Courtesy? I mean, what is the matter with you? Can't you see I'm the good guy? I'm the good person here. I mean, I can't alter what we've done, and I'm a fuck and a bastard and everything else on your list, but I'm here. I'm here, and I'm telling you, I love you. Here. Please. It's for you. Here. It's... Please. Just...
take this. It's for you, Christine. It's not a game to me anymore. It's not a game. Take it. Please, just take it. Come on. Go on. What?
No! Let me! No!
You are fucking handicapped! Huh? You think you can choose men falling at your feet? Do you want to call Chad? Huh? Give him a ring? Ask him about our little contest, why don't you? Christine. Fine. I'm lying. Don't believe me. Go to him. Go ahead. Curl up a little bundle on his lap. Suck on his sour tongue. I hope you're very happy.
I didn't make it in yesterday, but you heard what happened, right?
Part of it. I had like 10 messages on my voicemail when I got in yesterday.
Yeah, and I tried your beeper too, but just couldn't find you.
Yeah, I must have turned it off. So what happened?
Oh, nothing. Just had about a dozen guys standing there holiday weekend, and four pages are so light I can't read them.
What?
Not even the access codes. The old man's looking like I personally fucked up his tee shot on 18.
Great.
He was not pleased.
And?
Well, luckily I got a hold of that dude from downstairs. I had him drive in, and he dug around and found enough for me to get into the system, and I bullshitted the rest. I mean, I covered us for now, but...
I checked those copies myself.
Well, all I know is I took what you left for me. I opened the envelope right in front of him.
Sure I did. Shit. He won't be back for a meeting on Thursday. I'm sure it's cool, it's just...
Yeah, no big deal. So you fucked up their Sunday brunch. How bad can that be? We're out of here next Wednesday anyhow. The thing's done.
Right. Well, Friday to name it. Yeah, I know. It just looks... I'll see ya.
How about you? Good weekend, I'm considering?
I'm fine.
Did you see Christine?
Huh?
Really? What'd you guys do?
I just drive, dinner, you know.
A drive? That's nice. Quaint. Little Magnificent Emerson thing going on, or what?
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. There's nothing like a drive. You need some time to yourselves. I'll see you later, okay?
Yeah, sorry.
No, I just don't like what's going on here, that's all. Been with the company 6 years, you know? Not gonna take me off a job without some sort of fight.